Okay. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Calabash, wherever you may be. This is Southcars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and this net is conducted under the guidelines of the Southcars organization. Further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order that they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this evening will be Kathy, K6SUN, who is also our net manager. Has a grand program for you this evening, and she'll be backed up by KC2RMO, and that's our assistant net manager in Syracuse, New York. My name is Gordon, KY6V, and I'm just opening up the session for these two fine people. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. And if so, call now, please. Okay, that's good news. How about birthdays? Anybody celebrating their birthday today, yesterday, tomorrow, last week, this week? We'd love to have you come aboard first and pat you on the back. Any birthdays, please, over. Well, this is another week of many that we're not getting any older. This is the Southcars VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the members' station. Our program for this evening, as previously mentioned, will be talking about February events. And personally, I found this to be a very, very busy month. And it's going to be that way right up to the end, it looks like. Kathy, with your permission, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you get it started. Everybody have fun. K6SUN from KY6V in Southcars.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon, for introducing the program. And hopefully everyone will have a great deal of fun tonight. You know, February has been an interesting month on my side. And hopefully it has been on yours as well. But welcome everyone, everywhere, to our global net this evening. Our topic, like Gordon said, is a very simple topic. It's about February, February events, February activities. So much has happened this month, and we sure would like to hear from you. You know, let me give you some activities during this month to think about. Groundhog Day. Meeting Mr. Groundhog was a special treat for me. And the prediction that Groundhog gave us 6 more weeks of winter. Valentine's Day, President's Day, the 22nd Winter Olympics in Sochi, where there were triumphs and there was sadness. Orlando Hamfest and the time we had with friends. Black History Month in the United States. The Daytona 500 and Bike Week in Daytona. The snowstorms that you had up north and that interesting weather. Some great nets we had. Or anything that you wish to share with us. But one tidbit I have for you. On today, for all of you living in Florida, February the 22nd, 1819, the Florida Purchase Treaty was signed, and the U.S. was acquired, and the U.S. acquired Florida from Spain. Remember, we like the interest, we like the money that comes to Florida, and we Floridians would like to see this continue. That is until some congressional movement wishes to tax the devil out of it. Move to Florida, bring your expertise, your money, your humor, your friendship, but leave that snow behind. Now, today is President Washington's birthday as well, and on February 12th was President Lincoln's birthday. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about what February means, and then I'm going to ask for you to take over and come aboard with check-ins. But let me pause for a moment. All right, the word February is believed to have derived from the name Februa, F-E-B-R-U-A, taken from the Roman festival of purification. The root Februo, meaning to I purify by sacrifice. As part of the seasonal calendar, February is the time of the ice moon, in the period described as the moon of the dark red calf. February has also been known as sprout kale by the Anglo-Saxons in relation to the time the kale and the cabbage were edible. You know, it used to be that January used to be at the end of the calendar. It's now at the beginning, and February is the only month that we don't see 30 days. So before we continue giving you some general facts and information about February and some of those activities, we want to hear from you. Any February activities or events, past, present, or future you'd like to share. Third-party traffic, like Gordon said, your neighbors, people you've taken off the street, people you've met in the store, anyone anywhere like to check in at this point. I'm looking for some check-ins.
RMO and wife unit, speak! That's some third-party traffic right there.
Oh, my goodness gracious, and Six Victor. Love that background amplification, Kathy.
All right, right now I have RMO and wife unit, and by the way, everyone, her name is Stephanie. And, you know, this is Gary, our assistant net manager, and he's also my backup tonight. And he has a visitor as well with him, besides his wife and his kitty cats. And Six Victor, is there anyone else that'd like to come aboard? Gosh, everyone, you've got to have done some interesting things this month. Tell us about your activities, your snow, going to the store, meeting those interesting people, just anything interesting about February. You know, Valentine's Day was a special holiday, maybe not a holiday, but an event. President's Day, maybe you had the day off. So, any other check-ins before I call on these fine check-ins to begin our net? So, anyone else want to join this crowd?
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start off with these first check-ins. Have RMO, his lovely wife Stephanie, and visitors in his household. I have Six Victor. I have LCB, who has some interesting information to share with us. And I have X-Ray, Charlie X-Ray. And Woody, your audio is very, very low, so you may want to get a little closer to that microphone. But thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. So with that, Gary, what would you like to share with us about February? You've had some interesting things happen to you during the month of February. I think you bought a vehicle and you had a lot of snow. So hopefully you can share all that with us. Hopefully Stephanie will come aboard and share. And then maybe that visitor that you have in your household can share as well. So with that, Gary, I'm going to call on you first. KC2RMO. First of all, Gary, I want to tell you my temperature is 72 degrees. Right now it was 80, but I had some massive storms here. Didn't take the internet out, but it looked like a monsoon out there, and I even had some hail. So, Gary, come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. It's good to be here. Goodness, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done this. This is it's great to be back once again. And wow, what a month this has been. Holy cow. This has been a busy month, I guess, for everybody, me included. I love my truck. I got a new truck. I got a 2014 Nissan Frontier, four-wheel drive, crew cab, candy apple red, gorgeous thing, and I just love it. I go into that to the driveway every day, and I say, I love that truck. So it's great. So got that, and that's been fun using it in the snow. And boy, did we get I don't know what the month total for Syracuse was, but it was a lot. I had I use a there's a yardstick that I have bungee corded onto to the umbrella stand for our outdoor table on the deck. Let me just buy a nickel. And it's real handy to see how much snow is falling that way. I had about 20 inches on the tabletop the other day, and that had settled down a little bit too. So I'm going to guess we had 24 inches out on the deck. We had a big warm-up here for the past couple of days. It was it's right now 38 degrees, which for Syracuse in February is a heat wave. But we were up in the mid-40s today. Steph and I went down to a little city about 30 miles from here called Cortland, and we just went and had ourselves a little brunch, and it was very good. Speak, wife unit. We need third-party traffic. Say hello. Did you enjoy your lunch?
That was a wonderful lunch.
It was wonderful. Wasn't that great? That was delicious. So we had that, and... so that was super, but beautiful day. We were up in the mid-40s and just crystal clear sunshine and wonderful. But it's been a busy month around here. This has really been something else. A lot of work on the house, doing a lot of work on the house. So I've been keeping busy, and a lot of snow fighting. As I said, we had a lot of snow. I'm going to guess we probably had for the month somewhere pushing 40 inches for the month. I you know, I don't have that officially, but it's been somewhere around there. Let me buy another nickel. So it's been, yeah, there's been plenty of it. So I've been out there doing the snowblower constantly, at least for a while there. So that was busy. But other than that, it's just been, you know, just kind of getting used to being retired and the whole thing there. For Valentine's Day, well, We'll go to that later because I don't want to hog the whole thing. But we do have another check-in, too, from another third-party traffic here. Mr. Groundhog is hanging out. He's kind of waddling over here, so you know, hopefully you can hear him. How you doing there, pal?
Well, I'm doing okay. It was a busy month for me. I'd take a nap after Groundhog Day. It was exhausting, you know, but... I'm doing all right now, but I want to go back to the borough as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll ask you to check in a little bit too. So that's a catch up on the on what I've been up to, and we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2 RMO going back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for being here, and I'm glad that Mr. Groundhog made that visit to you. You know, when he was here for Groundhog Day, he talked about, because you had offered your system to him for him to go through, he said he would going to make that visit. So hopefully he can tell us if the weather will be getting a lot warmer for you guys up there. It is beautiful down here in Florida. It has been for a couple weeks. We're in the 80s, and it's probably not too much with snow. Like I said, I had a lot of rain today, but it's been a good couple weeks. And thanks, Stephanie, for being there. I sure want to hear how excited she is about that job you told me about. So hopefully she'll come aboard at some point and just tell us how excited she is about that and whether that happened in February. So hopefully you'll come back aboard as we go through and talk about the program and anything additional you have to share. But I sure want to hear about your Valentine's and anything else that happened during the month. And I'm glad you're enjoying that truck and your retirement. You know, I would sure like to be there in that position that you have. But you're kept busy, so you're not really retired. So I'll break with you for right now, Gary and Stephanie and Mr. Groundhog, and I'm going to pick up Six Victor and see what he has to share with us about February. Mr. Gordon, come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Gordon here, KY6V. Hello, Gary and Stephanie and George and everybody that's assembled. You know, I have to start out here by saying, Kathy, that I just absolutely love Stephanie when she laughs in the background. It is so infectious. It just brightens up the whole evening or whole day, you know, whenever that takes place. I just learned something this evening, Kathy, and that is that, you know, Kathy or Gary and Stephanie sent some pictures down of the snow all over their back porch. And I took particular note at the folded up umbrella. And I saw this strap at the bottom of it, Gary, and I said, what the devil is that? It looked like one of these Floridian black snakes that was wrapped around it. And lo and behold, I find out here tonight that it was one of your bungee cords. It really looked almost, if it wasn't a snake, one of your trouser belts or something. But at any rate, Kathy, it has been one heck of a ride here in February for us. Let me buy a nickel. You know, it seems like the month started off like a congressional filibuster, and it never let up, and I don't think it's going to let up before the 28th and the end of this month, to be frank with you. We had, we had Groundhog Day. You mentioned that. We had Lincoln's birthday. We had the Orlando Ham Fest. We had Valentine's Day. We had President's Day. Washington's birthday is today. We've had the Olympics, and what a grand ride with that. The startup of Bike Week in Daytona and some great, South Cars programs. I hope at my tender age that March will be a little slower. KY6V, back to net.
Well, Gordon, probably not. Probably March will be the same, except because there's at least three more days, so there's a lot, there's a few more days to get into trouble or have fun or just do all those tons of activities. You know, in March they have the Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day. You know, change of time, by the way, and we have spring, so there's a lot going on in March as well. But, you know, every day is a new day. Every day brings a new challenge, and February for myself too was quite active, and it's not yet over. We've got one more week of February to go before we move into March on next Saturday. So thank you. Hopefully you'll come back aboard as we continue in, because tonight's program is really just on the spur of the moment, things that you want to talk about. And I do have information about February and different activities, but I want to hear from you. And so I'm going to call on George. George is by Daytona, where the Daytona 500, I believe, was running today. And I heard him this morning say he was heading there. And, of course, Bike Week is starting next week, and I know he's excited about that. So, George, I'm going to call on you. You tell us how your February has been, how busy it is. Every day is busy for you. You had those new puppies born and everything else in your life. And then you went to Bike Week is next week in Daytona. But, George, come aboard and share with all of us what your February entailed. KW4LCB from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, good evening, Kathy, K6SUN. This is KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo. Oh, mercy me, Kathy, February. I guess the first thing, I'm sure happy we don't have 31 days in February or 29 days in February this year. I don't think I could stand another one. It's been a rough one, you know, Gordy had mentioned, so many things has come through the line since the start of the month, and most of them I guess I could put on a negative column there. It's been a rough one there. Even this morning there, didn't make it to Daytona yet, but hopefully I might get out that way sometime this evening. Been trying, been playing telephone repairman, and still don't get it done there. It's got to be a problem coming on their box, so they'll have to take care of that. Let me pause for the calls, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. KW4, Charlie Bravo. Well, Miss Kathy, as you said, I think the greatest joy I've had this month is a dream that I had a couple years, few years back of taking a wolf dog and mating it with one of my German shepherds there to strengthen the bloodline. I'm quite so happy today that the pups were out of their den. They've got like a little hump that before the hole, you know, and two of them was laying outside of it, and one was just pawing away, trying to climb up over that hump so he could get out there with his mama and the rest of the pups. But they had their first day of sunshine today. It's the first time I've seen them out of the den, so it's looking good there. You know, and I was very happy with that part of it there. So many changes around here. We in the midst of taking over our other house there. We had it rented out there, but it's just a big hassle to deal with, not only with the tenants there, but with the taxes. Seemed like it'd be cheaper just sitting there paying a payment on the thing and then forced to increase the taxes. But I guess that's what it costs to live in Florida. So we've been moving all week there, and hopefully a few more times around we'll have everything over there that we need to take over there, but mostly it's done. I was at Daytona yesterday, you know, and was able to enjoy it a little bit there, and like I said, I'm going to try to get back tonight or definitely tomorrow. Today's race, there's cars neck and neck. I think it was one cost over a 39th of a second. That was a pretty straight dead run there. I'm telling you, that was, I think they said, about the third time that's ever got that close. So, mercy me. Let me throw it back to you and give somebody a chance to flutter their lips. But there's a whole lot of stuff, and I can recall it all at one time. You know how I am. A little bit at a time. I'll get it done. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Well, George, thanks for being here tonight and sharing about the event with the puppies. And I know I think you said they're 11 days old. You probably don't know how much they weigh, but they look so tiny still. So hopefully when I head up that direction in a month, maybe you'll still have the puppies and I can see them. But they do look like, the pictures sort of look like German Shepherds. So, but thanks for being here and thanks for sharing about Daytona and what's happened in your life. And, you know, today I was, as we were running, listening to the SSIN, I decided I'd go in and see how the hockey was going with the U.S. and Finland. And boy, it was sad. They ended up losing 5-0, and they're completely out of the medals. But different things have happened, and I know Slav couldn't be here to report on the Olympics, but anyone else who's been watching it, I sure hope that you'll share with us. And I want to say hi to Steve out there in the text box. It's a little bit under the weather, and And I think it's his voice, and he's just in listen mode. But I did want to say hi to him out there, and thanks for updating the website and all he does, and hopefully he'll just get better and better. So with that, the last person on this round I have is Mr. Woody, XCX. Woody, share with us about the month of February, what happened in your household, your area, or anything you'd like to share with us this evening. This is all about February activities, present, past, and future. Please come aboard.
Well, Kathy, I tell you, this ought to be a little bit better, I tell you. I found the microphone in the drawer. I'm surprised it even got out at all. So, anyway, this month, February, has been a great month compared to January. And I've got a couple of grandkids here that are going to be interested in hearing about Mr. Groundhog tonight. Well, anyway, last month in January, first of all, I had a big tumor taken off the palm of my hand, which was okay, thank the Lord, it came off as benign, you know. Actually, they really didn't know what it was, but it's pretty well healed up, you know. It's just the scar is still a little sensitive. Probably always will be. Well, then about a week later, I broke a tooth and had to have the tooth pulled out. So that one, you know. So compared to all that, February has been a real nice, calm month, and now spring has sprung, and I've got the same temperature that you do. So all you guys up north and everything, you know, have faith. Spring is coming, and y'all take it easy. Kathy, thank you very much for letting me talk. Back to Net Control.
Well, thanks for sharing with us tonight, Woody, and your audio is fantastic. And not good news about the tumor or the tooth, but I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad that you were here tonight and enjoying part of the net, and hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the net. And like I said, tonight is mainly everyone out there sharing their February with us. And anytime any of you want to come aboard, and hopefully Mr. Groundhog can come back so that your grandkids can hear him. You know, he paid a visit to my household the night I ran the groundhog net, but he went through Gary's system that night, and he wanted to pay Gary a visit, and that is where he is now. He's up there in Syracuse with that family, and so hopefully Mr. Groundhog will come back aboard, and so he can share some more things. But let me just tell you a little bit about the month of February, and most of you probably know this. Each month has a birthstone, a flower. It has a sign, and it always has holiday and observances. The birthstone is called the amethyst, which is a purple quartz. You know, it was a symbol of royalty in the Middle Ages, and it also symbolizes clear-headedness and quick-wittedness. So maybe all of us should have something purple, one of those rings or something that has that amethyst in it. The flower is the iris, which is Greek for rainbow. The iris represents faith and wisdom and hope. And an alternate flower for February is a violet, and it represents faithfulness, modesty, and virtue. Now, the astrological sign is Aquarius and Pisces for the month of February. Birthdays from the 1st through the 18th fall under Aquarius, and the 19th through the 29th fall under the sign of Pisces. And anyone who has a birthday that's the 29th that's connected tonight, be interesting to see when they celebrate their birthday. It's probably either the end of the month or in March. Let me pause here for a moment. You know, the most well-known observance, or holiday, I guess you'd say, in February is Valentine's Day. And I hope anyone can share their Valentine's Day with us, whether it was with a loved one or maybe just the day. Maybe you went out to dinner. Maybe you stayed home. Groundhog Day, you know, it took place on February 2nd. And, you know, if that groundhog saw his shadow, which I'm not sure. I don't think it did. It meant we'll have six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, now he did see his shadow, so we had six more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, spring is just around the corner. And so with that, you know, everyone is having a rough time getting spring, except those of us in Florida. And how did you celebrate your President's Day? In my case, I had the day off, so I rested and relaxed. And February 29th usually comes around every 4 years. We won't see it again until the year 2016. But I want to give you some historic events in February, and then I'm again going to ask for some check-ins. But one of the events, the National Weather Service was established on February 9th, 1870. The Boy Scouts of America were founded February 8th, 1910. In Iwo Jima Day, U.S. Marines raised the flag at the Battle of Iwo Jima on February 23rd, 1945, so that's tomorrow. And one final thing I want to share, but let me pause for just a moment. You know, thanking to the space program, the Columbia Space Shuttle tragedy took place on February 1st, 2003. The shuttle was scheduled to land at Kennedy Space Center. The crew of seven was lost when the Columbia shuttle broke up over north central Texas about 16 minutes before its scheduled landing. This was the second space shuttle lost in flight. January 1986, the Challenger exploded during liftoff. But thinking of this month, this will give you some ideas. It's African American History Month, which is Black History Month, and I want to share something about that. It's Low Vision Awareness Month, American Heart Month, Bird Feeding Month, Cat Health Month, Children's Dental Month, and it's also Dental Month, Grapefruit Month, Snack Month, and Wedding Month. So, late February, and the air is so balmy, snow now drops, and crocuses might be fooled into early blooming. Then the inevitable blizzard will come, blighting our harbingers of spring, and the numbed yards will go back undercover. In Florida, it's strawberry season, shortcake, waffles, berries, and cream. So with that, let's get some more check-ins to come aboard. Tell us about your February events, activities, past, present, or future. So at this point, I'm looking for check-ins.
RMO and Company.
All right, I have Mr. RMO and Company. Anyone else like to come aboard at this point and tell us about their February? Remember, if you have nothing to share about February, we sure hope that you'll come aboard and merely say hi to us this evening. So any other check-ins?
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, it looks like I have two check-ins with this session, and that's RMO and BXP. So, Mr. Gary, come back aboard, and hopefully Mr. Groundhog is situated enough he can say something to Mr. Woody's grandkids here in Florida. So, Gary, please come back aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and Mr. Groundhog. You are a star. I mean, you are something else. You're getting recognition all over the place.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's always a pleasure. And to Woody's grandkids, I'd like to say a big hello from here in semi-snowy Syracuse. But been busy up here. That's why Gary's been keeping me busy. He wants me to earn my keep, so he has me out guarding the truck most of the time.
Well, that's a good job for a groundhog. You know, that really is. That's you don't have to do too much. You just hang out in the driveway and make sure nobody does anything with it.
Well, I know, but still, you know, I'd rather be hibernating.
Well, we'll work on that. But you're a star. You know, you stick with me, kid, and we'll go places.
Well, Gear, whither thou goest, so go I.
Well, there you go. That's right. But other than groundhogs hanging around here, the wife unit over here, come roll over here, young lady, and step up to the Mutual microphone. It's not the Mutual Network, but we're mutually using it, you see. So it's,
oh, I see. I was wondering.
That's the Mutual Network. So come on over here and tell us about this your big thing for this February. My lovely wife, after a long time of just temping around here and tutoring and everything like that, got a real job, and it's great, and she really likes where she
it
works.
It is a
and
great thing.
But you tell the listening audience all about it.
Well, you know how good I am at this. I got a new job, and I like it.
A little closer to the mic, so they can hear you. Lovely voice.
Okay, yeah. I got a new job. I've been temping since November at this job, and then they hired me on full-time Monday, right?
It was Monday, yeah.
It was Monday.
They
offered me a full-time job there, which I really like it there. So it's in my original field of choice, I believe it's my original field.
Right.
The medical field.
Right.
And now the
company is called Palmco.
Yes, Palmco. It's actually an insurance company.
Right,
I guess.
They are medical insurance
medical
underwriters.
Insurance.
They
yes,
are underwriters.
That's right.
And so now you've been able to get this position in this company.
Yes.
And with your advanced degree,
yeah,
obviously
really
you'll
got
be
my foot in the door.
You'll well, it opened up a doorway for you, and you'll be moving on up.
I plan on it.
Yeah. And,
I'm planning on it.
They think very very highly of you already. So
far.
give it about
Before
a
I get to know me.
Give it about a month, and you'll be out on the street.
Right.
Let me buy a nickel. Okay, and we're back. But that that is really super duper
new. It's a really good job. It's a really good job. And it's really super duper good benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a quarter maybe of what you were paying for.
We were paying so much money for insurance, both with my old job and with the stuff through the exchange. We were just paying huge amounts of money for insurance. And with my problems, I have to have health insurance. There's no two ways around it. So this is a wonderful thing because the benefits are great. It's the best insurance
like
in town.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Really
it's
cheap.
The best insurance in town, and it's like next to nothing.
Yeah.
So it's great. So that worked out very well for us. So that was a big deal.
That's a big help, yeah.
And let's see, what else? Valentine's Day. Well, we can talk about Valentine's Day on the next time around. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO and Company.
Well, congratulations, Stephanie. I know that you still at one point want to get into education, but tutoring is part of that. It sounds like you're very excited with the job. And I knew you had a temporary job. Wasn't sure exactly what it was, but I know you were into the accounting area. So is that the same thing you're doing with this company is accounting? We'll move on, but I'm really happy for the both of you for that full-time job, that great insurance, and it sounds like you guys are really excited, and you can just do more and more in that house. So, Stephanie, is that the type of job you have, is working in accounting?
Well, the insurance is great because I can have a warning stroke any other time I want. You know,
not, not for another week.
Oh yeah, I have to wait till the first, and then it's fine. You know, but yes, tell us about the job.
No, it's not in accounting. I'm not in the accounting field anymore. So I did get out of that finally. It's actually just data entry right now, which I love data entry. It's very mindless, and I can put on my headphones and tune out of life and just type, and the day's over before I even know it started.
But she's on a track to become a supervisor.
I am. They have tuition reimbursement, so I'm going to go on and get another degree in something when I can get that going,
mm-hmm.
Like 3 months or something.
I think it's 3 months. But the future is bright for this young lady,
yeah,
and we're all proud of her. Give her the old 121 page round of applause. Back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, that's a super, super news. And Gary, I haven't heard, and maybe you'll share this evening, because I know you were starting in a program and you were taking some time off, and we'd like to hear from you about that. Actually, I must go back to school, at least for one course. The requirement here in the state of Florida to renew a certificate is to get an ESE course, take an ESE course, because all of us have students with disabilities. So it's a course I'll be taking hopefully online before I can recertify after July. So that's something else I have to be taking. But I'm not sure I'd want to go back to get any more further education because, you know, I have enough in student loans at this point. So thank you, both of you, for sharing that with us. And you didn't share about Valentine's, but we sure hope to hear about that. And hope to hear about your further education as well, Gary. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Rick, N1VXP. Rick, tell us about February in Ohio. What did you do during the month of February? What didn't you do? About the snow, the weather, and you're always involved in our nets. So what would you like to share with us this evening? N1VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP. Month of February. I did a little checking on the weather conditions. I noticed that, I think it was like February 1st, or around that week, we were getting some quite warm temperatures, considering, you know, figuring it's like the middle of winter. We were getting temperatures like 54 degrees on February 1st, and in the 40s. But that all had to come to an end throughout the month. We've had some of the coldest temperatures of like minus 13 and minus 14 degrees. Definitely quite cold. Daytime highs were like in the teens. Kind of weather I just said, well, best thing to do is stay inside. And I thought about it, and I was like, okay, well, February can come in like a lamb, and it's probably going to go out like a lion. And sure enough, the 26th and 27th, we're back down to the low to mid-20s for a high, single digits for a low, to teens. So I have a feeling March should be hitting, anywhere from 48 degrees for a high and 27 for a low. I can't wait for that. I don't mind if it's below freezing, but none of those single-digit temperatures. Let me drop for a second. I had an experience. I had a problem with my heating system. Had to find an alternate place to stay for a couple days until they got the heating system fixed. So I went to a local motel. And I said, well, it's not too bad, you know, just for a couple nights. And I was very surprised. Never expected anything like what I had happened. I ended up finding, I saw two people that I said, gee, I know these people. And one of them actually was a couple. And I looked at the lady and she said, you know, she was coming in the door at the same time I was, and I opened the door for her. I said, don't I know you? And she looked at me, and we found out she was a friend, a relative, of one of the guys I went to school with when I was in Pennsylvania. And I'd always see her there at our reunion every year, but never expected to see her there. And I met her husband, and I said, yeah, you know, well, he was class of 46. And I'm the class of 69. I said, wow, you know, quite a difference. But he says, I never thought to even look you up. I knew you lived in this town, but we're only passing through. So that was a surprise. And lo and behold, the next, I was there for two nights. The second night, somebody else from the school. And I'm like, man, that's, I can't believe two people or three people within a two-day period that I had seen all the times in Pennsylvania, never expected to see them here in Ohio. Let me drop for a second. So, you know, quite a surprise in that period of time to see people I never would expect to see in my area, to see them as I did. And as far as, there was one other thing, I should have written it down, but I didn't. Oh, as far as a groundhog, well, our local groundhog, he claimed that we were supposed to have a 6 weeks less winter, but I tend to believe Gary's groundhog. Sounds like he has got it right, that we are going to have the 6 weeks of winter. Hopefully no more snow. Speaking of which, we had about maybe a foot and a half over the past couple weeks. But with all the warm temperatures, we have no snow on the ground. Speaking of warm temperatures, we enjoyed the other day a temperature of 66 degrees. And it was even, that was on Thursday, and Friday was in the upper 50s, low 60s. So we had 2 days of nice weather, but now we're going to, I hate to say, pay for it with 20s and single digits. Let me drop a second. So I just hope that we don't get any more snow. Of course, we probably could, but at least we don't need these really cold temperatures. I did see four robins yesterday flying around, and there was a couple of them around today. And something we have up here as a indication of possible spring coming, we have the big turkey vultures that tend to migrate north, and I counted 9 of them yesterday, all in one area, and I think it was like seven or eight the day before, so they were definitely on the move heading north, which is definitely a good indication of warm temperatures to come. Other than that, really not much else. Just hope March comes in actually like a lamb and really ends up being nice. And 1VXD back to net control.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for being here tonight and sharing that with us. You know, sorry to hear about the heat, though, and being out of your home. You know, it right now down here, it's rather warm. We don't need much with heat and not much with air conditioning. It's just a very nice day down here until the storms came through. But it reminded me of the flood I had not too long ago, the way that rain was coming down. But, you know, it all passes. So, you know, that's the end of my list that I have. And I really don't want to go through any part of a program talking to you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear a little more about Daytona, George, if you're there. But also about Bike Week. Bike Week is next week. So maybe you'd like to share something about that. As far as myself, I met some very interesting people at the Ham Fest. I had a very nice Valentine's Day, and I was evaluated the end of January for my formal evaluation at school, and received my my post conference about the 13th, and it worked out very well. And you know, we have a President's Day. I had that off. Next week, I will be giving a Florida Rights exam to 8th and 10th graders. And that ends out pretty much my month. And I, along with the rest of you, hope that March just brings a lot of good things. Warmer weather for us here, too. And it brings my spring break for time that I have off and a special event that will happen in my life. But let's see what we have from anyone else out there. Want to hear about Daytona 500, Bike Week, Valentine's Day, anything in your life that you did during the month of February that you'd like to share with us? So once again, I'm throwing it out there to anyone anywhere to check in and talk to us this evening.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
And the RMO Entourage.
And I'll try it. ZIV.
All right, at this point I have 3 check-ins. LCB, welcome back, George. Mr. RMO and Entourage, welcome back. And Dwayne, ZIV. Anyone else at this point would like to check in? If you've checked in already, come back aboard and share anything further with us. If you haven't, we just hope that you'll come aboard and say hi to us this evening. So any additional check-ins, come aboard. Okay, hearing nothing at this point, I'm going to pick up Mr. George and see if he can share some information about the 500. Maybe, George, you know a little bit of the history. I do have it here, but you've been in Florida your whole entire life and in Daytona probably quite some time. So maybe you'd like to share some of that history, but definitely tell us about Bike Week. What's going to happen during Bike Week and, you know, what you're going to see during Bike Week. So with that, George, I'm going to call on you. LCB, come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo. Well, let me back it up for Valentine's Day. You know, we kind of swapped a little goodies, Katie and myself. It was my mom's birthday on Valentine's Day, so it's kind of bittersweet a time there. But I did want to mention also, when you was talking education and dealing with challenged children there, and a lot of mainstreaming is going on with the mentally challenged children, and I have been an observer of people for a long time, and been around challenged people a whole lot of time, you know, and I find out, you know, if you watch and listen, when they're, you know, interacting with different individuals, there's things that they do with one that they won't do with others, you know. Numerous times I've had a parent or a caregiver tell me, hey, this person can't do that, you know, and he or she's been doing it, you know, with me for months, you know, and within the group and all, and I think a lot of time, once we figure out how to communicate with these people there, you get it in the bag. So, we just have to learn to communicate with them, that's a very interesting field to be in, and you can find it most rewarding to take that type of job. Let me take a pause, and Daytown, here we come. Well, as I had mentioned to you earlier, Kathy, we didn't make it to Daytona this afternoon, but like I said, the night is young, and we'll probably get out there, because there's a whole lot of partying going on there. The state of Florida, and not only the state of Florida, but Volusia County itself is, there's a lot of money going up at the track there. A lot of money. Yesterday it was on the news where it's going to be the biggest and the best in the world. And, over the months I've been watching them rebuild this and rebuild that, that accident that took their life there, they got the people thinking quite a bit. And they had an accident during qualifying time there that hit, got in pretty close to the same area, you know, but everything was caught and stayed on the track instead of going in the grandstand, and that relieved a whole lot of investors, you know. Yeah, hey, is it going to work? Is it going to work? So it worked. Bike week. After tomorrow, we'll have a week rest, and then come March, bike week. The first week of March, you know, and then you'll have hundreds of thousands of motorcycles in the area. So ought to be very interesting to try to play that one. And let me say, by the way, I have joined the ranks of the employed. I went back to work Tuesday, driving on a regular basis there, and So, mercy me, just ask me what you want to know. I can't just flutter my lips that way, you know. I wasn't built that way. I'll answer you, but There's a whole lot of things that goes on, Kathy. I do them and, you know, put them aside and just walk on, you know, and off to the next challenge there. So what can I say? It's a wonderful day in my neighborhood, and it's forever changing moment by moment. So I'm just along for the ride. KW4EMR, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you, George, for sharing that. And I'm going to throw it back to you for a moment and see if it's positive that you wanted to go back to work, or you didn't like retirement, or it was something you know you had to do, because I knew that you were enjoying, you did all the work anyways, you were very busy. What made you decide to go back to work? Were you just bored? And I know that's not the case. It may be something further than that. So thanks for sharing about Bike Week as well. And I know that happens every year, and that's an event that I know you enjoy, as well as those who ride the bikes. And I may throw some questions your direction, but this is all about you guys out there talking about February. Because, you know, I could share a lot of information about February, but it may not mean as much as what you can share. So, George, would you like to share why you went back to being employed once again?
Well, I just got tired of reliving every day. You know, I might as well been at work because I have to hear about it, you know. I tried to, I wanted to just close the business down, you know, years ago, but Katie wanted to hang on to it, you know, it for more or less, you know, for the kids, as you know, that's Twinkle's a family there, and she just wants to stay involved, but she, does, you know, in quite a few fields there, but she didn't want to give the business up, and Josh is, he's planning to do some work out of the country, so in fact, spend some time with his dad, which he hasn't ever had the opportunity to do so. I didn't want to do it for myself. No, I would have never did it. But it's 4 hours a day. But only thing is, you got to be back on Mondays. That's what I don't like about it, you know, because you committed, you know, and it's hard to grab someone to do the job, you know, that doesn't live it. A lot of people, you know, just can, they think they can do it, but, you know, it's not that hard. But basically, that's what it's all about, Kathy. When she gets her feel of it, you know, maybe we'll close it down. And the way the insurance is going, I just made a $600 down payment on a insurance policy yesterday. That's why I was in Daytona, for liability, not just the vehicle liability. Now I have to take a business liability, you know, and I don't understand where they come up with it, because my clients, while they in my van, you know, my auto insurance covers it. As soon as they step out of my van, they either stepping on their own property or they stepping on the property of their work center. So, you know, what am I liable for? I just don't understand their games. But who knows? I'll enjoy it for whatever time it is. And, you know, I wanted to mention earlier, maybe one night we might be able to do a session on the ripple effect, You know, it seems like every time you throw that pebble into that pond, the ripples of this weather we have and yet to come, food prices. How many people producers of different things that we use on a daily basis, you know, that their output is going to be less. They got a later start, or are they damaged, or things like that. So I kind of look at the...
All right, everyone. George timed out, and I see that he's back, so I'm going to let him continue. George, it's back to you. You had timed out. You haven't done that in a while, so continue.
I don't know where I timed out, Kathy, because I sit here flooding my lips and wasn't looking at this little clock.
Well, you came back rather quickly, so you weren't out very long. So, you know, you were talking about the ripple effect, and I think that's probably where you ended, but that's a good topic. Can be quite a bit. You were talking about food prices, I believe. So why don't you continue right there? When you're ready, you can turn it back to me.
Okay, Kathy. Well, you know, like I said, it's not just food prices. It's everything. Just, you know, all the workers up north, they can't go to work. Their products, they can't produce. And, you know, it slows everything down, and that creates even more of a demand. And the next thing you know, hey, we got a price hike on this or a price hike on that. So it's a really a rough there, you know. And as far as the groundhog, and you know, I think you know, people's ways of thinking needs to, you know. As far as the weather patterns, they've changed. You know, here you go, the ripple effect. When this change here, that's going to change there. And if the old groundhog, I think he best, you know, take him a little snack to bed with him, because he might be there a little bit longer than what he thought. With that, I best get out of here and throw it back to you. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
All right, thank you, George. You know, when you're talking about the ripple effect and how things change, that is daily or yearly happening in the field of education. Teachers are expected to do more and more every year. Not alone teach the kids, but everything to satisfy the state. So it continues in each of our lives where we have to do lots and lots more. Go to the pump one day. It's 10 cents cheaper than the end of the week, but I agree with you there. I think I have another check-in. Before I pick you up, Gary, and I think this is Gordon, he may have a response. And before I pick you up, Gary, I'm going to read a poem that relates to you, but also to the month of February. So, KY6B, did you wish a contact or just a comment?
No, just a couple of comments. Thanks, Kathy. Gee, a great session here this evening. You know, George, I consider you a very dear friend. You and I need to sit down and talk sometime. My philosophy has always been control the situation. And when you let others control the situation, it gets out of hand for you. And I'll say no more. I wanted to also mention, Kathy, that, you know, although it's been an extremely busy month, there were a couple of days that were very precious to me. Valentine's Day with my lady was very special. President's Day, believe it or not, was very special because the entire family was together. You know, that was very enjoyable. And since you're going to turn it over to Gary, I would ask Mr. Groundhog. I hope he's still there. and in presence, to say, see and hear what he has to say about his lifespan, and how he has seen our society move forward, backwards, or stay on center. Am I putting you on the spot, Gary? KY6V, back to Net.
Well, thanks for sharing your special month with us, Gordon, and I'll make sure that I throw it to Gary next, because I have a little poem that I want to share with everyone, and especially with Gary. You know, I saw a very special picture of one of his kitty cats. I can't call it a kitty because that cat is 24 pounds, but a very precious looking cat, and those whiskers on that kitty cat were so, so white, and I thought about that kitty, that I think is Mr. Jingles, that if my Miss Cuddles could meet with Mr. Jingles, the kitties they could have, but she can't do that, so that's not going to happen. But let me pause it here for a moment, and when we think of the weather in February being frosty and at the close of January, beginning of February, and we know we have some more winter ahead, so I want to share this small little poem with you before I call on you, Gary. So let me pause for a moment. You know, when the cat lies in the sun in February, she will creep behind the stove in March. Of all the months of the year, curse a fairy in February. If it thunders in February, it will frost it in April. If February gives much a snow, a fine summer it does for show. So that's just a short little poem, but I thought about the cat, Gary, and I thought of you. So with that, Mr. Gary, and hopefully Mr. Groundhog can answer KY6V's question. And what would you like to share at this point with us? And thanks for being here. Thanks for being my backup and all you do for South Cars. And I hope that your family's enjoying this session. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. That's our star of the show here. That's our Mr. Jingles. And Mr. Jingles is the king of this house. And if you ever forget it, he will let you know about it. So he's our guy. He's big. He's just a giant, very lovable cat. But he looks really fierce in person.
You can't see his smile.
Yeah, That's the thing. He's always smiling. And if you could see his mouth, because it really blends right in there, you'd know he's totally different than what he looks like. But people look at him and they're like, ah. You know, they freak out. The ripple effect. I always thought the ripple effect was if you drank too much ripple, you'd feel an effect. You know, but what do I know? Anyway, but Mr. Groundhog is around. Yeah, there he is right now. A couple of things, Mr. Groundhog. First of all, are you going to hold true to your forecast? What do you think?
You got 6 more weeks, you spark plug. That's it. You know, 6 more weeks, you're going to bundle up. You know, it's coming.
Okay, well, that's all right. I understand that. That's cool. Gordon had a question about, in the time that you've been around, which has been substantial. You are long of tooth, as they say. What do you think about the way things are today?
Well, I have to tell you, I think basically you're headed right down the jumper. That's it. Things just are not good. it's better to be a groundhog than you. As a matter of fact, I'm going back under the table. You can carry on. I'm going to go hide.
Huh. Being antisocial tonight. Okay, let me buy a nickel and then I'll we'll talk a little bit about Valentine's Day and the rest of the stuff. Okay, we're back and. My wife thinks I'm nuts. You know?
I do.
But she always thinks I'm nuts.
I do.
Valentine's Day was an interesting day. We started out with great intentions. There's this restaurant, and we love to go out to eat. You know,
we were going to go to Virginia.
Right. Our original plan was to go to Virginia so that my granddaughter's birthday is Valentine's Day. My little Kendall, her birthday is Valentine's Day. So we were, and her mom had gotten sick. She had gallbladder problems at Christmas, so they couldn't come up from Christmas. So what we were going to do was do a combined Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Kendall's birthday. But they had this monster snowstorm that we couldn't get down there. Even with the four-wheel drive, we weren't going to do it. So so we deferred that. So we said, we're going to have a nice little Valentine's Day all by ourselves, then, and that's the case. So we like to go out to eat, and there's a restaurant that we went to years ago that we never got served at.
They seated us, and that was it.
They seated us and walked away. We were sitting there for like about 40 minutes. I said, finally, you know, I thought let's go someplace else, you know. So we said, well, let's give it another try. So I go to make reservations, and they said, well, we don't take reservations on Valentine's Day. So you'll just have to come in. So we pull into the parking lot, and it's like, you know, five blocks long. I said, no, you know. So we ended up going up to our favorite. If you ever go to Syracuse.
Please don't.
Please.
There's really no reason. Not that we wouldn't love to have you, but there's no reason to come here.
I differ on that. But that's but there's a great place called Stella's. Stella's is like an industrial strength diner. And,
but first we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, we went to the Cheesecake Factory, right? And that was again
a 2.5 hour wait.
Yeah, 2.5. Oh, let me tell you about that. Hold on, just let me buy a nickel. Syracuse is host to what they claim is the fifth largest mall in America. It's called Destiny. Of course, we all call it Density around here.
And
it literally is built on an old city dump. But we don't talk about that, you know. But it is a mammoth mall. It is absolutely huge.
Do you think so?
Yeah, with the new addition,
it's
giant.
I don't think it looks that big.
Oh, God, when you get in there, it's insane.
It's a building of nothing still.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff.
Well, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, plenty of nothing. But it's really, you can, well, anyway.
Yes.
They opened up the Cheesecake Factory there. It's supposed to be terrific. 2.5 hour wait. So we said, forget.
No reservation.
Yeah. So we said, well, we'll go up to Stella's. And Stella's is like about, you know, half a mile from there. And it's an industrial strength diner. Great food.
We love that.
Yeah, we really do. Going to Stella's, it's like, walk this way, your table's waiting, you know. So we had a nice little dinner there. But, so we had that. I think we had a nice little Valentine's Day. You got some nice flowers.
Oh, I did.
And
I got
goodies.
In the morning, I got up. I came into my office, and you were still snoozing away.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in and turn on the light, and there's flowers, and there's chocolate, and there's a little stuffed bear, and a bee, and a mug, and all kinds of goodies.
Giant Valentine card, too.
Oh, yes. The giant Valentine card.
So we had that, and I got some stuff, some car wash thingies for the truck, and a really nice Valentine's Day card. But
The chocolate?
Oh, a Duck Dynasty bar. You know, I got a Duck Dynasty chocolate bar. Let me buy another nickel. I got my duck buck. I got that.
Which is an inside joke,
yeah.
I guess.
But the real news for February for us was what we're going to do next month. We had made the plans to go to
New
York and go see...
New York City.
And go see...
The Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, because it's for my lovely wife's birthday.
This will be my fourth time seeing it.
I don't know. It's going to be my first.
It's a fabulous opera show.
So we're going to the Big Apple. We're going to see the show, stay in this really swanky hotel, and probably cop some good food there, too. So that was that's our plans for next month, so that's going to be a lot of fun. So... That's it in a nutshell, I guess,
that
right?
Was it?
Yeah, that's it. So back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, thank you so much, Gary and Stephanie. That sounded like a real interesting Valentine's Day, and one really to remember. The part about the dump I didn't like, but the rest of it sounded interesting. Not too thrilled to sit and wait for cheesecake or even meal, but it sounds like you had a very enjoyable Valentine's Day. And things for the truck, wash for the truck. That sounds like a great Valentine's gift. But Gary, thank you so much for sharing all that. One question for you about the Phantom of the Opera. When is this happening? Because remember, we had discussed next month's nets, and I know you were doing that. So When do you know at the time that you're going to the Phantom of the Opera in New York City?
That's going to be the
21st, 22nd, that weekend, whatever day.
21-22, yeah, 21-22, yeah. And that's when we'll be going there. So, yeah. Of course, we won't really see the Phantom because
he's
a Phantom.
Yeah, he is to some people, but not everyone.
Will I see the Phantom?
If you look, if you believe, you have to believe.
I want to believe. Thanks for that. This is Casey, 2RMO.
You two are a little too much on this Saturday evening. Are you returning, by the way, by the 23rd? And there's a reason for this, because with the March schedule, you're scheduled to do a net on the Sunday Rag Chew. Are you going to plan to be back by Sunday, or do we need to reschedule that?
We're going to actually have to reschedule that because we'll be coming back on the 23rd, so I won't be able to get to that net. So that will have to be a reschedule.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. And we'll think about this and doing it maybe a different time. But thanks for giving me that date. But at some point, make sure you get in there and look at those others so we know what we can be doing for the rest of the month. Well, with that, and I know, Dwayne, you've been waiting a long time. Hopefully you're still there. Hopefully you're enjoying the net. But we're talking about February activities. So what would you like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, good evening, Miss Sunshine. Always wonderful to hear your voice, your melodious tones. They're such pleasing to my ears. As I'm sure I'm saying to all the individuals listening. Anyway, I want to say first off that I typed in that my South Card's number, and N5X, let me again see what it is, XDX, whatever, you can scroll up and find it. Someone changed it. I think it's Woody there. I wonder what that was. So I don't know if he's got a South Car's number or not. And I want to encourage everyone out there that's listening to join the South Car's and get you a number. Get you a number for sure. Anyway, February. What about February? Around here, it's up and down. You know, it's hot and cold. You know, and so far we've had a lot of snow, so as someone said earlier, it's going to be a good summer, I suppose, with all that snow. Told me that's the case. President's Day, I share and communicated, basically, what I always do, share and communicate. And as far as what George said earlier about, let me plug a few bucks. Like George said earlier about the special needs or whatever, mentally challenged individuals, children. My cousin, which lives right behind me here, is a special ed teacher, is what she does. And, you know, and they also adopted 3 children, their foster parents first, and finally adopted them. So, it's wonderful. He has started his own business. He has his ups and downs, though. It's a garage door business, by the way. what else? February, Valentine's Day. Plug the jukebox once again. Get another song on here. Valentine's Day. Well, being a single man without no, per se, significant other, I have ladies all over the country. That I talk to on a regular basis. And I send them cards and stuff and call them on the phone and everything. And, you know, this one lady, she's lives in the capital of Indiana. And she's 86. And she wants, I call her every day. She was the secretary for Mary George Holman. And then her son Tony, her daughter's husband Tony, George. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. George is also talking about Daytona, and I kind of like open the wheel. But, I would love to go to Daytona. Daytona 500 would be it's one of my to-do on my bucket list, you might say. Plug it once again or twice. And so I, Valentine's Day, that was it, you know. Call the ladies that, my angels, I call them. There's one in California, there's one here locally, there's one, you know, state over, I don't know, the one in California, though, talking about the Midland Challenger once again, I said that, see, because my first love, when I got out of high school, I went to a decent mechanic school, and I was a wild and crazy guy, you might say, so my wild oats, and I met this girl, Sarah. And along the road, she's walking down the road, and I said, stop in my car. I said, hey, you need a ride? She goes, no, I'm crazy. I said, well, I'm crazy too. Come on, get on in. She goes, no, I'm really crazy. I said, I'm really crazy too. Come on in. Get in. Anyway, she finally got in. Took her to the, you know. She goes, where do you want to go? She goes, let me plug it. She goes, I want to go downtown to Annapolis to the women's shelter, Salvation Army's women's shelter. And I goes, what's going on? She said, well, my mother's boyfriend said he was going to beat me in the head with a baseball bat until I was dead, while I was asleep. And I said, well, come to find out, I went to visit her at the Salvation Army and all that, and make a long story short, she came home with me. Well, I said, you can come live with me. I gave her my bedroom. And I said, slip on the couch. And, you know, I said, as long as you don't do forks and knives and spoons and glasses and plates, I mean, when I come home from school, I walk in the door from school, you can stay. Well, just so happens, one day, a few months later, I walked in the door of the school, and that's exactly what she did. She was a schizophrenic, manic depressive, anorexian. She only held one meal down since I knew her. I took her to a Ponderosa steakhouse, and she held that meal down. She did not stick her fingers down her throat for that one. But that's kind of off the subject of February. But that's a story I can share real quick, hopefully. So I think I better be quiet. I've plugged the jukebox about 4 or 5 times now, and I don't have no money left. So I'll see you later, Mr. Coffee. Have a good night. In on the lobby, clear?
Well, thank you, Dwayne, for joining us tonight and sharing that information with us. And I hope that the rest of the month of February is very nice for you as we move into March. So with that, you know, everyone, we've had a great net this evening, and it's been your net. You've heard very little out of me. I have not gone in much information at all. but it's been something you've shared with us. So with that, I'm going to throw it out for a final check-ins. Anyone anywhere that would like to come aboard and check in? And Nathan, it's been a long time. I know you're on an Android, but I want to put my congratulations out there as well. But we'd sure like to hear from you this evening. So anyone anywhere, check-ins, rechecks, anyone that's new, and we're actually talking about February events before we close this evening. So is there anyone as a final check-in that would like to come aboard? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control for this session, along with Gary Casey 2 RMO. How about some final check-ins?
KD8 LOI.
And RMO last time around.
And I'm going to have to do it too. And then to me.
And Kathy, I guess I'll add another one to the list. KC9Y, is it R?
All right, I'll go with this list. And Bernie, I knew you were connected. Didn't hear you this evening, so I'm glad that you could check in. We have LOY, we have RMO, ZIV, and YZR. Is there anyone else out there? Because this is my final check-in of stations this evening. Anyone else want to be added to this list?
Papa Romeo.
All right, I'm going to go away from my list just for a moment because Papa Romeo may be a short time. He's coming in RF, and he may just be able to just come in and say hi. So I want to pick him up first, and then I'll go through my list. Kevin, good evening this evening, KJ4PR. Share with us about your February. What was very eventful for you? And thanks for being here tonight. Come aboard.
Well, good evening. And I just turned the radio on a minute ago, so I'm not absolutely sure what the topic of the day is. But you said February, so I'm thinking Valentine's Day. Let's see, we went to Ambrosia, a sushi place in the city of Key West, had a very nice meal, and everything was really nice, and probably quite different than a whole lot of other places in the United States, but. And let's see, what else can I say? It is 76 degrees at this hour of the evening. Actually, it's 77 degrees at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. So I think winter is over here for us. We are getting into definitely springtime weather. Absolutely having problems controlling the garden and all that sort of stuff. It's like growing like crazy, so. Anyway, back to you real quick, and I know you got a real big list, so. This is KJ4PR, 20 miles east of Key West on the island of Kojoki.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for coming aboard, sharing your special Valentine's Day. And I want to tell you, it was a special treat meeting you for the first time at the Orlando Ham Fest. I've heard you many times, but I've never had that eyeball on you. So it was a very special treat for me to shake your hand and say howdy and to be in that picture with you. By the way, in case you haven't checked that out, you know, that's on our website. But, you know, sounds like, well, you know, in Florida, we really didn't have a winter, not like they did up north. But it is warming up. It was in the 80s, I think, all week. And it was 80 today. We did have some storms come through. But I agree. I think we're on the way to a warmer weather, and that's how we like it in Florida. Kevin, have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week ahead of you. And, you know, if you're around in the morning, join us for that rag queue. It's Ask an Elmer. And we'd sure like to hear from you once again. So with that, I'll break with you. I'm going to start at the very top of my list and pick up a someone, and I think he is still there, L-O-Y, yes, you are, Nathan, from the area that I was born and raised in, And I understand you have something special to share with each of us tonight that hopefully happened in the month of February. It's been a long time, Nathan, but welcome to the Saturday Night Global Family Hour. This is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Please come aboard.
Hey, KD8LOI here, or as some people know, loves old Jesus. I have something actually very exciting to share. Gordon's been kind of, I've been talking to Gordon about it for a while now, and I finally graduated from Ohio Technical College with a degree, but a certificate in classic car restoration. That's upholstery, metal fab, motor work, you name it on a classic car, I touch it. So I'm very excited about that. And I actually did graduate on Valentine's Day, on the February the 14th. So it was kind of cool. My grandparents were there. Some family and friends were there. So it was a good time had by all. Other than that, winter ain't over for us there in Michigan. I was just looking on the weather, and it looks like it's down to the teens again, into the single digits. So, I think Jeff Foxworthy said it best. If you live in Michigan, your seasons include almost winter, winter, still winter, and road construction. Back to that, back to net control. This is KD8LOY.
Well, Nathan, thanks so much for sharing that. And you're from an area, as you well know, that I was living last in, you know, Lapeer. It's not that far from Holly. And, you know, it's been a long time since we've talked. And I've heard the conversation about that. And I'm not sure of the technical school you went to, but I'm glad you got your degree. And I will tell you, my son lives up there in Kalkaska, which you know is way up towards the Upper Peninsula. And I think the last time I talked to him, he loves winter, he loves snow, but he's getting tired of it. I think he has 4 to 5 feet of it in some very cold temperatures. My mother, of course, lives in Lapeer, which isn't too far from you. And she's rather older. She's in her, going to be 90, so it's cold for her as well. So anybody that lives up in that area, we encourage you, it's time for you to move to Florida to get away from that cold. But congratulations once again, Nathan. Thanks for being here this evening and sharing that information with us. All right, Mr. Gary, RMO, Mr. Groundhog, who seems a little disjointed this evening, and Miss Stephanie, any final comments you'd like to make to the net this evening?
Well, thanks, Kathy. I just wanted to say, Nathan, if I ever get that 64 Galaxy, I'll be looking you up. I just wanted to put in a shameless plug for tomorrow morning as we do the Sunday morning rag chew. It will be Askin' Elmer. If you've never done Askin' Elmer before, it's just bring your technical questions. We'll try to get them answered. Or we also talk about all things ham radio related in general. It's just a lot of fun. It's a chance for us all to kind of hang out and just be hams. It's like the Possum Lodge of the air. So it's a lot of fun. So hopefully you'll all be able to make it, and it'll be a great time. Mr. Groundhog, do you have anything to say other than good night?
No, I'll just say good night.
All right. Well, in that case, good night, Mr. Groundhog.
Good night.
And we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
All right, Gary. Thanks so much for being my backup this evening and sharing and allowing Mr. Groundhog to share a little bit with us. Yeah, I think he's tired of winter, too. He sounds a little bit tired. So I really think he's looking forward to spring coming. But I look forward to the session in the morning, and as always, you know, I'll be there. And at least to begin it, I may not participate very much, but I always enjoy listening. So with that, Duane, I'll pick you up as a recheck once again. What are some more comments you'd like to make this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. First of all, I'll say on bike week, I don't know why it is, but some states you have to wear a helmet to go, 60, 70 miles an hour, but 55 and whatever. But, you can go up north and get on a big old mountain top, put these slabs of lumber under your feet and a sun cap on your head, and go flying down that mountain. And what's wrong with that? Anyway, next I wanted to say, if I do, I would hope anyone that hears me and I am not speaking correctly and they cannot understand me, let me know. Because I sound the same, if I sound like this, or I sound like the first transmission I made. So I don't know if I am enunciating correctly. And everybody always says, yeah, or okay. But they don't know what I said. And that irritates me so much. So if anyone's listening, please let me know if I am enunciating incorrectly. I would appreciate it. And with that, Gabby, I'll say 73s and 88s to all the net. And turn it back to you, ma'am. Hold on there a moment again. I'm going to leave your call there. I can't remember it. S-U-N. I don't remember that. S-U-N. This is November 9 Zulu in the Victor.
Well, thank you so much, Dwayne. And I will say that I hear you very clearly. I heard you very clearly most of the day. So I have no problem. You're doing just fine. And thank you for being here and sharing your information with us. And I'll also put that invite out there for you that Gary did, is to join us in the morning. To anyone out there, you have a question about ham radio, computers, anything you'd like to know, we have quite a session of experts out there that can help you. So, but Dwayne, I hear you fine. And thank you so much once again for being here and taking your time to be with us. One comment I'd like to make to you about the helmets. When I moved to Florida and saw all the bikers riding without helmets, I thought, geez, in Michigan, I think it's still a helmet law. But, you know, I think it's something that was passed down here. You're not required to wear a helmet. But last I knew up north, you had to wear a helmet. And it's only for your safety, but, you know, down in Florida, there are those, and we have a valuable member here, George. Sometimes he drives his bike in bare feet. So with that, I'm going to pick up you, Bernie YZR. Thanks for being here tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed the session. What would you like to share with us as your final thoughts on February? Anything you did during the month of February, past, present, or future? Anything that you had an interesting time, not so interesting weather-wise, or anything you'd like to share as we conclude our session this evening. So, Bernie, YZR, please come aboard.
Okay, Kathy, K6SUN, K39YZR, and I'm looking at the screen occasionally to see what kind of level it shows there for my audio. I try to get it so it just shows yellow once in a while, and once in a while the red hits the top. That doesn't hit yellow constantly and doesn't hit the top constantly. So I hope I have a pretty good level. I do have the Baofeng HD in the wide mode. I tried it locally on a repeater here and changed the deviation to narrow. I guess that's for narrow band systems, which we don't have any around here yet that I know of. I know there's a few public services that have gone to digital systems, and they're still dealing with that, still trying to get them programmed and even in the digital systems to work together, but they're still sometimes talking on analog systems until they get the digital systems all set up. But anyway, I don't really have anything to add. It was very interesting to hear what everyone else has to say, especially when they're from a different part of the country and they have different things happening. And lately I haven't really been able to really do much outside of the home here because, you know, heating bills and stuff like that. I used to be on a monthly where I could just pay $50 or $55 or something every month all year round, but they took me off of that for some reason. I don't know why, but now I'm back to having to pay what the bill actually is, which is okay in the summertime when it's only $20 a month, but that's all I got is hot water. And we changed the gas stove to electric. But in the wintertime, of course, got the furnace, and it was like $132 this last month, so it would cost a bit more for the cold weather. But I don't really have much else to add to the, those that spoke about most of the activities happening in February. And almost all of the same types of comments to really make. So anyway, everyone have a good evening, 7-3, and catch you later. K6SUN, KC9YZR.
Well, Bernie, thanks for sharing that. You know, the years I lived in Michigan, you know, it was, I turned over from oil to gas, and it was very, very expensive. My mother used to burn by wood, and now she's burning by, I think, fuel oil. So I can only imagine, you know, prices for the fuel oil and the gas, I'm sure, are quite expensive. Down here in Florida, we mainly don't have any of that. We have the warmth of the outside. It's just the warmth of the summer may be a little bit extreme and we use the air conditioner, but otherwise, you know, it's just fantastic down here. So with that, I'm going to throw it out there for one final time, see if anybody would like to check in and just say hi this evening, tell us about their February activities, or just, like I said, just to merely say hi. This was your net this evening. I talked very little. I checked you in. Didn't give you too much of information, but you shared everything with us. So any final check-ins this evening that would like to come aboard and share any thoughts? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control for the Global Family Hour on February. Any check-ins? All right, hearing nothing, I want to thank each of you everywhere for joining our session tonight, talking about February events, and there's a lot of them out there. As we conclude February, think ahead to March and the warm weather, the change of time, and spring. So I want to invite everyone to join our session on the Sunday morning Rag Chew tomorrow. Ask an Elmer if you have a question, a technical question. It's a great session to join. If not, just join it and say hi. So at this point, I'm going to close this session. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been myself. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everyone, for your participation this evening. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KC2RMO, saying bye-bye for now.